For decades, Helen Wojcicki's family has been getting together in person to make pierogies 2 weeks before Christmas. This year, their pierogi festival was held virtually with a niece in Holland along with her son and daughter and their spouses in Ontario. "It was amazing. I never thought it would be as good as it was," said Wojcicki, who had all the ingredients for the pierogies ready in front of the camera with her chef hat on, along with the excitement to bond with her family through food. "We had a glass of wine, we shared laughs, and we just talked about what's been going on in our lives," said Wojcicki. Her niece Amanda sent instructions and a list of ingredients 2 weeks in advance. The family made two varieties of filling for the pierogies, one with cheese and cabbage and the other with potato. While on screen, the family members kneaded the dough, filled the cutouts, boiled the dumplings in salted water and removed them to drip dry before sprinkling them with fried onions. While sitting back and enjoying their delicacies on screen, the family was able to share their year of events on a special day. Usually, during non-COVID times, generations of the Wojcicki would gather in Wojcicki's home where they would connect and bond with each other through food. Wojcicki began making pierogies after she married her husband 58 years ago. He was known as the king of pierogi making in the family. He would make a traditional dish called USZKA, which is Polish for little ears because that is what it resembles. With savory fillings and boiled in broth, the mushroom-filled ushka are shaped into tiny ears to be eaten before Christmas Eve. Richard's birthday was November 28, just a couple of weeks ago, and we didn't do USZKA. This year, Wojcicki held the tradition on her late husband's birthday to honor him. He passed away in June. "I'm sure wherever he is looking down, I think he appreciated it," said Wojcicki. "It's one way of getting together and keeping tradition."